Here's Pastor Brian as he continues a week of questions and answers.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian with Solid Ground, and once again, today we are in the studio with Robert Jaramillo. We're going to be discussing the Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School and how it got started and how it's connected with this radio program. So welcome back again today, Rob.
Thanks, Pastor Brian.
Well, let's get started. Why don't you ask me a few questions about the school?
Okay, I had kind of a twofold question. One, you know, how did you get started in this ministry, and why is Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School part of your ministry?
Well, as I shared yesterday, I felt a call to the ministry at the very moment that I got saved. And from that point on, the Lord just gave me a real intense desire to study the Bible. I wanted to learn why every word was there. I wanted to learn the context of every passage. And so right off the bat, a couple months after I was saved, I went into Bible school, and I majored in Bible and was wanting to learn the languages, the Greek, the Hebrew, so I can know everything about the Scriptures. God just gave me that heart like a sponge that wanted to absorb in everything I could learn about the truth of the Word of God. And all that time, I was just waiting upon the Lord for His direction, His calling, and eventually I ended up at Calvary Chapel, La Mirada, where Kevin Webb was the pastor at the time, a beloved brother that had a heart for the flock, had a ministry of evangelism as well. And eventually, as he was pastoring, he got cancer and unfortunately passed away and went to be with the Lord, and I was his assistant. And I took over from there, and that's how I started there at Calvary Chapel, La Mirada. And then from there, the Lord began to continue to give me a desire to teach the Bible, but not only the teaching that would come through the Sunday services or the midweek Bible study, but more of an in-depth preparation for those called to the ministry, or those that wanted to be used greater in the local church. And so me and another brother got together, and we started a class about 8 years ago on Saturdays. It was at that point called Calvary Chapel Bible Institute. We started with 8 students, and they were all dedicated and zealous, and they wanted to learn the Word, and that was the beginnings of Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School.
What is your main vision for Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School?
The thing the Lord's put upon my heart is to give anybody and everybody an opportunity to learn the Bible. I believe there's many Christians in the church that go to church week after week, and they love what they are learning and growing, but yet there comes a point where they want to go to school. They want to be under the accountability of going through a school, going through a program that will help them study and learn the Scriptures. And so we designed it really with the person in mind that is a working individual where they can't afford to pay high tuition or go to school every day. So we designed a 2-year program that we think is pretty good that'll help them learn the Scriptures and be prepared for whatever the Lord's called them. That may be to be a better Sunday school teacher in the Sunday school ministry, a better home Bible study teacher, more effective in their own local church, or they're called to be a missionary or pastor. We want to see them equipped and trained to do those things as well. So the bottom line is, as Ephesians 4 says, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. We want to see them mature and grow so they could take that back into their local church and be used effectively in the kingdom of God.
And that's what's taking place now. There's a lot of people there now that God has used you in their lives to send them out to help start works.
Yeah, there's no greater joy in my heart than to see a church start from the ground up, and that someone that the Lord would give us opportunity to do that. And so also that's part of the vision, is to see those that are called to the ministry as a pastor, then to help them from the very beginning, see them fulfill their call as a pastor or a missionary, and see a church start from scratch. That really thrills my heart, and I just count that to be a great joy to be a part of those types of works.
Well, you know, I myself have been affected quite a bit by this school, and I thank God for it, because I, as you said, could not have had the time or money to go to a seminary, a type of professional or accredited college, and spend every day going there. So there's been a lot of good fruit out of that school.
Well, let me ask you, how have you personally benefited from the school?
Well, I know when I first got saved, I had been, prior to being saved, remember that Wednesday night, Brian?
Absolutely,
and,
never forget it.
Teaching on the heads of Jezebel, how they cut the heads off, and I got saved. And I remember before getting saved, there was a lot of different religious movements I'd been part of, the Hare Krishna movement, Catholic Church, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, I mean, there's a lot more. Even a Baptist church, that was a good one. And I'd come to salvation not really afraid to really trust anyone. I'd been really deceived so many times that I just thought, well, I just need to know what the Bible says itself. I was scared to really trust people. And so in my life, when I saw this, I thought, you know, I want to learn how to study the Bible myself. And just going to the school, you know, learning the basics of theology, the foundations of the faith, and even given the tools how to study the Bible myself personally, you know, brought great confidence. in the Word of God and my relationship with God, because I realized I did not have to depend on someone else to teach me truth like I had in the past. Because, you know, when you go to the Word of God alone, something good happens. You learn the Word of God.
Yes, First John says that we all have an anointing from the Holy One that teaches us and leads us into all truth.
And I always appreciated that. I remember there was many a times when you used to emphasize to us and myself as a student that you would teach us, but you would always say, please study the Bible, make sure it's confirming what I'm saying, and you would always push us to the Word of God. And that's what's really helped in my life a lot. And today, you see, I do quite a bit of teaching in different capacities, and God's really used it to fulfill my call in life, what God has for me.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, think of the people that are listening. What type of student or what type of individual would benefit from the program that we have, thinking primarily of the correspondence courses that are available?
Well, my first impulse is to say anyone and everyone, and I really believe that. Some of the material I've seen in other seminaries, this is right there with at the same level. If I would even feel even a lot more competent material from what I've seen. And anyone who wants to learn the Bible that's at home right now and saying, I just want to know how to understand the Word of God. I want to know what it teaches. Everyone, not single parents, you can do it at home, married parents, students, your full-time working especially. I think it's most of our desires to take a good year break and go to school, or 2 years break and just go to school full-time, but not everyone has that opportunity. And so I think this is really designed for anyone, but especially for those who don't have the time to go full-time to school.
Well, we've divided our two-year program into 8 classes each year. Why don't you run through those 8 classes, what they are, during the first year, and then express what happens in the second year?
Well, I want to ask you to please forgive me if I don't have them memorized word for word. But I could just about, I know in the first year we have New Testament survey, Old Testament survey, and we go through all the books and just understand what the general messages of those books and how they're formed, what's in them, the contents, Christian Doctrine 1, Christian Doctrine 2. We also have witnessing to the cults. I think it's real prevalent. A lot of churches today, just a ton of churches just teaching heresy, and shows us how to handle that and how to defend the truth. End times, tons of questions about end times.
Yeah,
and
that's a good class.
That was one of my favorite classes. That and cults, I used to love those classes. I appreciated the Christian doctrine classes because right away when you'd hear heresy, you knew exactly what was truth, so you could just combat it right away. And those are the ones I remember offhand.
And we also have the Book of Ephesians the first year that we do, and we focus on the sufficiency of Christ's work on the cross on our behalf and the spiritual blessings that we've received.
I remember the Book of Ephesians. That, you know, that one thing, I'm glad you mentioned that. That book, and I'm sorry I forgot, was one of the greatest books in my life to really free me up in my walk with Jesus. I'd come from some very legalistic churches, and it showed me how to stand in His work. And yeah, that's an absolutely great class. As well, another one I remember was How to Study the Bible. The first year, that was one of the basics. How do you read the Bible? A lot of times, you know, you read the Bible and people say, okay, let me get some mystical message. You know, God says, do not be drunk. Okay, what does that really mean? It really meant do not be drunk. And just different ways to look at the Bible and how to really understand it. And
how to learn the context of each passage.
Absolutely. That's if you forget this rule, I think you're kicked out of the school. Is that right? What is the main rule of Bible interpretation?
Context, context, context.
And every single one of us has that memorized. And just how to grab a hold of the Bible and just really attack it. And I thank God for that.
Well, then the second year is a little more designed to begin to go to a little more advanced studies and look at issues in theology, as well as some practical classes on preaching and also historical theology. Why don't you run through the 8 classes that are offered in the second year?
Okay, I know some of my favorites right off the bat are definitely hermeneutics. I love that class, the science and art of interpreting the Bible,
okay,
how to approach different types of literature and so
forth.
So
that one sort of adds to how to study the Bible. It takes it a step further.
Complete step further. Absolutely. It's just a more of an amplification of that class. And a lot of people thank God for that, because we learn how to stand on the Bible alone and to be able to understand it. And so many people have been blessed by that. Myself included, I think that's one of the greatest classes I've appreciated. Also, a class I love dearly is historical theology. We get to learn from the truth and error of the great church fathers and sometimes the not-so-great church fathers. And learn from just the great things God has shown some, and then as well the mistakes some have made. Issues in theology. You know, there's always this fine balance about God's sovereign work and salvation and man and man's responsibility, and just kind of how to work our way through that, which when we go through the Bibles, you hit that subject, you know, regardless whether you want to or not.
Right, and there's 3 classes on issues in theology. One relates to the issues of salvation. That's obviously an important point within the scriptures, especially if you're going to be a teacher of the Bible, you're going to hit those issues. It's good to be prepared to know what the scriptures teach. Then we look at end times issues, kind of an advanced class of from the first year, and then we also have a class on the Holy Spirit, obviously another controversial point. We study about the works of the Holy Spirit. One other class that's offered in the second year is a practical ministry class, basically how to minister effectively. So it basically the second year is building on the knowledge that you have learned from the first year. Then the second year helps people put that into practice. Mm. We've also in the past offered, remember, a class on how to preach. So for those that are called to learn how to interpret the Bible and they want to teach it, how to express that effectively. So in the second year, we try and equip people for what we feel the Lord's called them to do.
And you have a new class this year, Philosophy of Ministry. And we also have a class, Daniel and Revelation. You love teaching that one, right?
Right, a verse-by-verse study through the book of Daniel, focusing on prophecy, another foundational book in understanding God's plan.